This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and casting assistants are so chilly, but yet their big sweaters do not warm them. That's for LA.
I'm Brandy Posey, and 69 is the new 27.
Oh, I'm Tess Barker, and I've been dressed for yoga since college.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello.
We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Lady to Lady, everybody.
We got ladies. Ladies for sale. Just kidding. We're not for sale.
I mean,
ladies.
I am too.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's talk money amounts before we squash that.
Well, we have. And if you remember, I lowballed myself.
Oh, yeah.
We yeah.
Oh, no. If you want to buy an hour of our time, we'll be at the UCB. Theater for only $5. I mean, that's a deal for all three of us for an hour.
I mean,
yeah,
that's cheaper than the dollar menu at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Basically, yeah.
Including
three,
our guests?
Three for five.
Mm-hmm. Five,
including a guest, might be French Stewart.
Yeah,
definitely be a shirtless guy. Yeah. February 22nd at UCB. Come check us out there.
Oh, also,
which I think is a holiday day.
Yeah, it's a Monday.
Presday?
I think Presday, it's maybe. One of them.
Oh, also this Sunday, I will be doing Picture This at the Downtown Independent as part of a Los Angeles Comedy Festival.
Awesome.
That will be happening.
And, so. Tomorrow, if you're in town, the Noble Experiment is happening. It was supposed to happen last week or last month or something, a few weeks ago.
Time is a flat circle.
But the power went out at the place, so I think our guest is going to be on the show. I need to confirm. But should we bring her on?
Let's bring her on
and find out?
Let's confirm live today.
She's so funny, and she's awesome. She's a great comedian. Ellie McElvain!
Hello!
Hi!
Wow, it feels so powerful to be talked about.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you going to do Barbara's show?
I'm going to be there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I need to find a person, but I will.
Okay,
cool.
It's the show's is pairs of comics, so.
Yeah, my dumb friend Shelby is traveling to do an NPR show, and it's like, oh, please, get
whatever.
Over yourself.
I mean, my live show easily gets 10 audience members, so.
Yeah. Well, I told her she's going to be done in Hollywood.
Done.
Starting now.
And you put a cigarette out on your hand, as you were saying, too.
Yeah. I trail it across her cheek so that it doesn't burn her, but the psychological damage is so much worse.
Hell yeah.
That's how it goes, you know? So, yeah, come see Ellie tomorrow night with
the
mystery person.
It's going to be, I'm going to get you someone good. Yeah, I know
a lot of
famouses.
Yeah.
What?
It's pretty much a show.
Okay.
So, Barbara, what's going on?
Yeah. Okay, so hold on. On our line, on our outline right now.
It's so not what you it's not like.
There's just a bullet point that says Barbara's secret. We don't know what this
is. First
means.
Of all, it's not a secret. It's just something I wanted to wait and tell you guys on the thing because it's funny.
It's a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a surprise. It's just like an interesting thing. Okay. I don't know if Ellie knows it.
We were
in Palm Desert and we found a cat, very cute black cat.
Mm-hmm.
Linny, named full name Laura Linny Manuel Miranda July.
Oh, you added July?
Well, yeah.
Lin-Manuel Paranda.
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 Oh, Paranda.
I like it.
I get it.
Points.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Points.
Yes.
So anyway, we found him and he, he hadn't been fixed and he didn't have a collar. So we were like, oh, he's mine now.
Yeah.
How that goes. And fucking I took him to finally. So I've had him for like over a month now, mm-hmm. and he's pretty much my cat. And I took him to get fixed yesterday, mm-hmm. and he has been fixed. He what? Has already been fixed. Yeah.
Really?
Oh no!
But he has
balls.
But he had. I know. So I had this weird conversation in the thing where I was just yelling. But he has balls. I was just like, I was so confused in the neuter place, Fix Nation. They were great yeah, prices.
Yeah.
Great
Nation?
Prices to get your cat's balls taken off.
Okay, wait. I have so many
you
questions.
Stole a cat?
Yeah, did you? Steal
I think
a cat?
I think we took the cat.
We took someone's cat,
oh, but they didn't have a collar on it or a microchip. So like, I don't
well,
know.
Well, fuck them then.
And he did you look should. Really skinny when you got him.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely looks a lot healthier now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if we took someone's cat.
Fuck. I mean, we're all complicit.
Yeah. I know.
I don't feel bad about it. If you don't. Microchip your pet in 2016. Sorry. Yeah. Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
It seemed like a very calm neighborhood, though. So I feel like maybe they just let it out a lot and don't. You know.
But he like walked into the house and he was like so cool about just getting in our
car. Yeah. I just like.
That's what makes me think it's someone's cat.
Yeah. Also.
Yeah. I have a cat in my home, my parents' home. Yeah. And he flips out about cars, but
yeah, he was very relaxed, but like he
it's because he's a cool alley cat.
Yeah,
and he's just like, yeah, whatever.
I don't know, I mean, our cat, when our old cat in Salt Lake City didn't have a microchip, didn't have a collar, we'd let her out all the time.
Oh yeah. No,
so, and she was fine. I mean, she always came back, but like, yeah, it might have been someone's cat. But how are we supposed to know? I mean,
no,
you know,
couldn't have known.
If it had, if it didn't have balls, we wouldn't have taken it. But
bottom line, the balls,
balls,
the balls, bottom line, were the deciding factor.
Yeah.
So the main question here is like, is there new technology for fixing cats?
I guess
they get to keep their balls.
Yeah, I guess.
Does
like,
that mean your cat can come?
Which is really funny because I was like, he has very adorable little furry balls.
They're really cute.
And I was kind of, I was like, creepily saying like, I wish I could like put them on my like rearview mirror.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, you know, fuzzy dice or whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can keep them on your cat.
Yeah, you want them like a little necklace.
Hanging out the end of your truck.
Yeah.
Like a rabbit's cat foot nuts. On your keychain. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But so I mean, they're still there, but they so the guy came out and I was like, they were like, it's $5. And I was like, wait, what? Huh. How does that make sense? Uh-huh. And they were like, oh, he's been fixed. And I was just like, But he has balls.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
And
they
he was like, yeah,
balls?
I guess he's already been fixed. And he was like, yeah, they don't always like take them off. They just like shrink, basically.
Huh.
So
that's why they're so cute and tiny.
Yeah. And so he was like, yeah, no, you can tell that if the penis is barbed, then he hasn't been fixed.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
Because like cat and dog penises have like little barbs on them.
What? Yeah. So they like stick inside of
so
you.
So they like stay inside.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Because all animal sex is rape.
Yeah. So it'll stay in there and like get all the semen out or something.
Are you
serious?
That's
such a bummer. I hate thinking about
my dogs
that.
Have perfect smooth lipstick.
That means they're, you know.
So is fixing just like shaving down the edges, buffing it away?
Yeah, basically.
Oh.
Just make it nice and.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it was a. It
seems
they,
more cosmetic.
So
then.
They thought he was going to have surgery, so his.
Oh, no.
He has shaved balls.
Oh, little Liddy. Poor Liddy.
Because I was like, okay. And then I took him home and I was like, what? It looked like there was like dust on his like butt. And I was like, what? He shaved his balls. I mean, they're like really tiny little.
Oh my god.
Just bare balls.
Yes. So, man, what a ride, you
guys.
Wow. What a phenomenal secret.
Yeah. Great secret. Really
great
secret.
That's a really good secret.
Thank you.
We all stole a cat. That's a good secret.
Yeah.
Well, there's a cat that comes by my little home, and it looks pregnant, and it's tiny and gray, except for its tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep putting out cat food for it, and it runs away from me whenever I go up to it. But I think we're building a trust.
Right. Yeah.
And every time I come back, it's like licked clean, and I'm like, Shelby, my roommate, the cat loves us. It's eating our food. And she's like, it could be literally any of the
like
hundreds of creatures in this neighborhood. And I was like, pretty sure it's just this cat. And it's baby,
a lot of mouse
will be mine. I'm not ready for a family.
No, come on.
Cat's making a decision for you.
I think you'd be a great cat mom.
Yeah, well, as soon as the cat lets me like come within a foot of it.
Yeah. That's the first step.
We'll see how it goes.
You get there.
But,
it's okay.
I'm down to steal a cat.
I started doing that recently too because I can't have a cat because my boyfriend's allergic to them. So I went through this phase where I was,
where I was like just leaving food out for all the neighborhood strays, and I was like, these will be my cats. And then I realized, like, oh,
you're
like,
that lady.
Yeah. Well, I have no problem with being that lady.
We also have that lady around the corner already.
Oh, and that's where they're also going. But yeah. I also realized, like, oh, wait a minute. There's also a lot of, like, raccoons, coyotes, and possums.
Yeah, he's just feeding everyone.
I live here, by the way. Yeah. I'm your neighbor.
Fuck yeah. You're Randy's neighbor, too.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Yeah,
I just think we should capitalize on it.
We're probably all feeding... Or you're
what if
feeding
I'm
cats?
The cat lady you're talking cats. About? Yeah, yeah. It's funny to think, because I...
A weird lady. Because I think the one Brandy's talking about is like a very legit cat lady.
It's legit.
So she's probably like pissed that there's other people.
Yeah, she has like...
Stealing her clientele.
At any given point, there are like 3 to 4 fat cats sunning themselves in her lawn at all times.
Oh, I love
with
fat
like
cats.
Several piles of food and like little water dishes all over her lawn.
If you kept it up, you could have gotten your kneecaps broke.
Yeah, she would have like. Yeah, there's like that's the gang wars that I want to see is like cat ladies fighting each other for turf.
The feral cat wars.
Yeah, it was these calicos are mine, bitch.
It was definitely interesting going into the the place because like there were. Yeah, a lot of people there who take fosters and just like, you know, this one woman, she had these like really cute kittens and she obviously like does this a lot. And she was like, yeah, I got them from the divorce shelter. And I was like, wait, what? There's like a shelter I don't think that's what she was. I think it was something that sounds like divorce, but it sounded like it was like, yeah, these are where the kittens go when people get divorced.
No,
and they don't
I'm going to cry.
Or maybe it's when the cat mom and dad get divorced.
Well, that's not a thing.
Foster.
It's very millennial of them.
Yeah. I don't think I don't think she was saying divorce, but like it just sounded like
there's
it.
There's
so
a
I was
shelter
like,
called Santa Dior.
Maybe it was the Dior.
No, it was
the Dior. Shelter?
Oh, maybe said said Dior's. Yeah,
maybe.
Okay. I actually
Dior's divorce.
Someone
Dior's.
Posted something in our neighborhood Facebook group recently that
ooh, which one? the Facebook group.
The
you
Facebook
gotta,
group.
We'll get
oh,
you.
Ellie,
in
you gotta
it.
Be get in. Your
I don't want to be secret though, because I'm probably breaking rules.
It's not secret.
Okay.
It's not secret at all.
No.
It's just about people. It's mostly people. It's like casual racism.
And,
cool.
And they hate the bike lanes.
And they hate
lanes.
The bike lanes.
Oh, God. They hate the bike lanes so much.
But,
You know.
Yeah.
Why can't you just drive your car all over everywhere?
Exactly.
That's my problem. Any lanes at all.
So someone posted that the closest shelter to here that they were having like a crisis where their heater broke when it was raining. And they were like, if you have any jackets or blankets, please bring them down to the shelter. So I stopped what I was doing. And I was just like, all right.
Yeah. Gotta go.
And I was like, I've been trying to get rid of shit anyway. So I threw a bunch of my old like hoodies, and I had like a hoodie that like was my ex-boyfriend's that I threw it, and like I had all these old hoodies and jackets that I was giving to all these dogs, and I dropped them off. And now as I was driving away, like I'm just picturing like all these pit bulls like wearing my old like Forever 21 jackets.
That's so funny.
One of them I got like a pink fuzzy bathrobe. I was like, this is the cutest thing.
Like, I will leave these here, but you need to let me put them on the dogs a bunch of photos.
One picture.
Yeah. That's all I'm asking.
The worst, be like, what's the worst dog? Be honest and give them that. That's the one that gets the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, I mean, it was an ex-boyfriend that I like.
Ugh.
Okay.
So I was actually...
All right.
No, I only keep hoodies that make me happy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's a good way to live your life. You should get rid of some clothes.
Absolutely, you should.
Mm-hmm. I have like a Ralph Lauren t-shirt that's so soft, but is full of so many bad memories.
Oh, you gotta get rid of that.
No, it's so soft, though.
I don't really associate clothes with, I mean, unless they were like someone else's. But
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really that either.
Really? I guess unless it's a clothing exchange thing, but.
Huh. I pretty much do. I mean, you don't think of like, oh, I had the best night in this dress, and now you love that dress?
Not really.
Oh. Uh-uh.
Well, I have certain clothes, like, because I only like wearing like 2 different outfits. And so if I find a piece of clothing that works for one of my go-to outfits, that's like what I pretty much wear nonstop, like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's good. It's a brand, you know?
I mean, it's part of what you learn when you grow up as a millennial. And so I have clothes that I've like worn to pieces, and then like they can't be worn anymore, it just can't be done, and then I like think very fondly of those. Like there's probably like 20 of them I've built up in my lifestyle, but like I had to get rid of this orange dress that I used to wear all the time in the beginning of college. It was bright orange. It turned, my mother told me I looked like a homeless person by the
end of the best
the time that I was wearing it, and I screamed at her. I was so mad. I've never screamed at my mother, but I was like,
why would you say that? This is the only thing I like.
Anyway.
So. I had some bell bottoms in junior high that, because like in junior high and high school, I was really into dressing weird.
Cool.
Yeah. No big deal.
Super cool.
But yeah.
I was very popular in middle school. So I was pretty much on the Abercrombie and like Aeropostale.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
So I was very stringent about it. Did not want to dress weird.
Yeah.
We were all popular too. We were just
we were just popular and weird.
Individuals.
Don't worry about it. Oh, trust. Yeah. But I had some bell bottoms that my mom told me were shaming the family name.
Oh my God.
Shaming the family name because they were so ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah. We're this.
I mean, that's I definitely so have a very vivid memory of, I think my worst, oh God, my worst one. I wore black and white camo pants.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
Into
God.
It. A orange vest. Oh, not boy. Like not like a reflective vest, but like or like an orange V-neck and yeah. then a matching black and white camo hat with a brim.
Oh. Were you a football fan? It like sounds like you were
like
rooting
a bucket
for
a hat
team.
Just,
like
a...
like no like a Mountie hat but with camouflage.
Oh my God.
I was very
I do think
intense.
Camo is coming back. I just bought a camo shirt.
Is it? No, I just stay away.
Camo's like leopard camo's print. Been... It's always been in style.
Yeah. Yeah. A more understated camo than a black.
Well,
and white.
Yeah, the black, it was like so bright.
No, traditional camo.
Yeah. It was
black
so
and white.
Bad.
That's very 1998.
It was. Yeah. I remember, I don't remember the comments I got that day, but I know there's some people threw some shit.
The hat is the most incredible part of that.
Yeah, the hat really sets that. It off. Onto...
So, did you find them separately, and you were like, here's
"No,
what?
I think I found them at the Army like surplus store. I like went there shopping.
That's oh, so God, I was thinking like limited too.
No, oh no,
no,
I
no.
Was,
these
I
like,
was like
baggy.
These were like yeah, not cute.
They came with like a gallon of water because they're like, hey, you're gonna need this for when shit breaks bad.
For when you're deserted in the cafeteria, no one. Yeah.
Here's some dried beans
and
some water.
Oh man, I wish I had
water.
More pictures of those of all those food outfits.
Such good outfits.
I feel like I don't have any. Do you guys have? I mean, a few
photos from them.
Yeah.
If I do, they would have been like hard copies because it was before Facebook.
Yeah.
So they're like somewhere.
Yeah.
A couple. I had a lot of leather pants.
Do you know what that's like, Ellie? Having physical photos
pictures,
that you can't
actual
access.
Pictures.
Can you describe them to me?
Yes. We're like on a you know what paper is? A piece of paper.
It's a very thin phone. It's a very thin phone, but only one thing is on it. Yeah.
But it's cheap.
I feel like that would break easily.
Yeah.
No, I remember because I have a physical photo. I have one before my father left for the war. I do have a picture that's on an ornament that is my second grade student picture, and
this must be so cute.
I had seen on MTV a Lenny Kravitz daughter who mm-hmm. was very young at the time had ponytails that are buns. Pigtails. Yeah. And she's, you know, African American. And so that's kind of like a natural look.
Yeah.
And with my hair, it was going in so many ways in so many places and didn't go in, but I was so determined to have it that way. And then I was also wearing a black and white leopard print mock turtleneck.
Whoa.
And that's the best I've ever
That
looked.
Is an impression.
Yeah. That's cool.
I was so confident. That's all you gotta be, really. Yeah.
I would hire you to be Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
God, thank you.
That's great.
How do you feel about Lenny Kravitz's dick?
It looks
first
terrifying.
Question as his daughter.
And intriguing.
Yeah. Terrifying and intriguing is good.
Terrifying and intriguing.
Man, the poor girl woke up that day and was like, oh, my dad's all over the news.
Oh, yeah. Ugh, she's so cool.
I mean,
though.
To be honest, her dad was already Lenny Kravitz. So there's already some embarrassment.
I know, the question the thing I was really thinking about when that all happened was like, leather pants seem horrible.
Why? I can't wear them anyway, but especially without underwear.
Yeah, straight up leather seems really awful.
It seems really steamy.
Yeah.
Super
you're
steamy.
Asking for something.
Like, if you sit... I have a leather couch, no big deal. And if you sit on it sans pants,
you can't.
Very suddenly, you're like... You're having a chemical reaction there.
Well, and then you also have that weird, like, where your body just kind of queefs.
Yeah, a lot of fart noises.
Yeah.
How would that not just be constantly happening?
His
Do you think
he
just
like
lotions it down?
In there.
Ew. That's why he plays the guitar loudly over it.
I feel like he just like puts the pants at the end of like a slip and slide and like
slides
into them.
But then I guess yeah, like
what
if
a marvelous
you're
image.
If you're a dude, like if we were wearing leather pants, we'd wear a thong.
Uh-huh. Yeah. wearing anything.
If you're a dude and you're not used to wearing a thong, because we're used to having our asses blast.
I'm not. I'm not a thong person.
Yeah, I'm not a thong person either.
Mm-hmm. I just started like transitioning into half full butt.
I accidentally bought underwear like four sizes too small.
Oh, yeah. I always do that.
I flipped it around from so the butt side was in front and the back side became a thong.
Life hack.
Yes.
That's so worse.
Pussy thong.
That's hilarious.
Pussy thong. We'll end on pussy thong. We'll be right back.
That thong.
Lady, I'm Brandy.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Barbara.
Hey, we're back on Lady to fucking Lady. I'm Tess.
We're back on Lady to Lady. And I'm Ellie.
Yay! There we go. And we're going to play a game that one listener told us to never play again. Well, too bad.
Oh, someone told us to never play.
I mean, I think one. It doesn't matter.
I just don't like it.
No, it doesn't matter. Whatever.
Never have I ever, mom. Kind of like sounds like you're saying mom.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was mom.
Mama.
Yeah.
But it would be so shitty to play this game with your mom.
Yeah.
Never have ever birthed you and given you everything in life.
Mm-hmm. And then she drinks because she has done that. Wait, what?
Wait, yeah, is that the kid being?
Yeah, I don't know what just happened.
It's not clear how you win that game. No. How many fingers are we starting with?
Let's just do five. I mean, okay. That might even be too much. Five fingers.
We'll see.
Okay.
That means someone has to have one.
I got one. Okay.
All right. All right.
Never have I ever pet a dolphin.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Ding. Do you play?
You put it down
you,
if you have.
It,
and then
if you've
you
done the story.
Yeah. Oh, and I tell. Okay. Well, I was on a boat in Florida because my grandparents used to have a condo there, but they're dead now. And
because of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see what happens. And we were on this like big river boat, and all these dolphins started like jumping and swimming in the wake of it.
Oh, wow, like natural dolphins.
Yeah, natural dolphins.
Wow.
Maybe they had paid for it. But I don't know. It felt pretty organic to me. Mm-hmm. And then they came up to the side, and everyone was telling me not to lean over the edge of the boat. Mm-hmm. But I did.
Yeah.
And I got some sweet, smooth dolphin skin.
Nice.
And I didn't fall in. That would make it a cooler, more fun story. But I did get a stern talking to by the ship's captain.
Never.
Who left the ship's captain area to bother me, who didn't really do anything wrong.
Would you do it all over again?
Oh yeah.
See.
The rush, the smooth
just
skin.
Think if you'd fallen in and you become queen of the dolphins.
Oh my god.
Or get attacked by them.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Aren't dolphins awful?
They're bad.
Yeah,
they're
although bad. I've seen them pretty close to me when I've been out surfing, and they've been I like seeing them in the water when I'm out there.
My favorite thing about internet culture now is the rise and fall of certain animals in popular culture.
So true.
Octopi are experiencing a real height right now.
Yeah.
And everyone's just waxing poetic about how they're the smartest things on the planet.
Yeah.
And okay, then why can't they walk?
Honey Badger really had
R.I.P. Honey Badger.
Many t-shirts sold.
Yeah.
I feel like we're just getting off of an owl thing.
Yeah.
Owls are always kind of around because they're such cute.
Evergreen.
Patterns,
they were very there were a lot of necklaces for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I think your aunts will continue the owl craze, but it has left popular culture.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then there was unfortunately it has a lot of effect on the dogs people buy.
Yeah.
There's boom and bust cycles
because there's
corgis.
And then corgis. That's why I don't like it when it's fine whatever, kind of dog people want to like, but I hate it when it seems like they're just liking a dog that's trendy. It's
I know.
You know what's trendy? Mutts from your local rescue. Please rescue, spay, and neuter. Thank
yes.
you.
I think that is on the rise, to be honest.
It should be permanently on the rise.
I agree.
On the rise. Mutts are fucking awesome.
Oh, I saw someone at Silver Lake Reservoir who had a miniature corgi, and I was what's your corgi's name? And they were his name is Thomas. He's a rescue. I was like, you did not rescue this dog. He flew off the shelf. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, good still job. Clap, 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 clap. You know.
He's a rescue. Oh, the dog that the queen has? Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fine. They're fine.
You've never pet a dolphin, Tess? I'm so shocked.
I was surprised.
I haven't, but I'll tell you guys, I came close over Christmas. My sister and I, this is the whitest conversation my sister and I have ever had.
That's impressive.
Yeah. But I'm like driving into Vegas. I'm like, do you know like a good yoga studio? Like, I really want to do yoga tomorrow. She's like, oh my God. I wish. She's like, I've been looking everywhere for a good yoga studio. She's like, I guess there's one place. Yeah. She's like, there's this one place where we can do yoga with dolphins. And we both had like a 20-minute conversation about whether that was something we were really into or like really ethically opposed to. We ultimately decided that we did not support dolphins in captivity, even for yoga.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What are they? It's they're just like in a tank in front of you, or they're doing the moves with you? What is this situation?
I think you're like in an aquarium doing yoga.
So they're around you.
I think.
I mean, they're going to be there anyway, so you might as well.
I mean, brought up that point, and then we were also like, I mean, like. The dolphins have already been born in captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Really, that's all I know.
That's like hamsters. You know how like hamsters are the most miserable goddamn creatures on the planet? Have you ever met like a happy go lucky hamster? You haven't, or it was just like putting on airs. They can't live in the wild because they are so many generations removed from that ever being a thing in their lives. Aww. And they hate their little boxes, so they just try to get out and run around your house until a dog eats them. Anyway, that happened to me.
Your dog ate your hamster?
Yeah, Fiddles. It was gifted to me, so he hated me from the get-go. Mm. And I was trying to figure out how he got out. It was crazy. He pushed all of the shavings onto his hamster wheel so that it would stay still.
Yeah.
Whoa. Climbed to the top of the hamster wheel, used his tiny hamster paw to punch up the top because it wasn't like locked down because it's a hamster.
Yeah.
And then he flipped his tiny hamster paws around to scooch it back, and then
holy
shit. The sheer force of will crawled up and over and fell over the side and then
it's like
scampered
El
away.
Chapo hamster.
I was seriously. I would let you free if I could, but I just feel like you won't make it.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
That's a hamster that used to be a person and was tricked by a witch. Like, that's what that is.
Oh, God, Fiddles.
Sorry, Fiddles.
I feel like hamsters are like humans. Like, we all just technically want to be living out and like hunting and gathering, but none of us can survive in the wild.
No.
Oh my God.
I mean, what would we do without CVS? Right?
I don't know. I mean, Barbara's got her camo.
Yeah,
she may be able
guys,
to make
I'm
it a
in
little.
Charge. No one can see me, right? My orange vest. I honestly did, like, when I was taking Lenny to the vet yesterday, I really felt guilty. Like, for, you know, because I was just like, I don't know if he was just like really happy wandering around outside.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, hey, you're indoors and I'm getting your balls chopped off. Sorry, cat. Like, I felt really bad. You know, I'm a little like conflicted on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he would have, if he was an outdoor cat, like, who knows what his life would have been like or whatever. But, you know.
I feel like Lenny seems so affectionate that he definitely seems like an animal that wants that companionship, so I think you're doing more good than harm.
I know, but just seeing him look outside, like, he can't go outside, you know?
You gotta get him a little leash.
Wait,
get him a
leash.
Because there's fucking coyotes.
Everywhere.
I'm just scared.
Like, right by your
Yeah, there's a shitload of coyotes in my neighborhood. It's
scary over there.
Yeah.
You should give him a little leash. Take him
I'm
walks.
Going to. I'm gonna get him a little leash and take him out, but they fucking don't like that. You know, they're not. I wish I could just let him out and let him roam and then come back, which is what we would do with my old cat, but, like, I lived in, you know, no coyotes, so.
We need a cat park.
I know.
Yeah.
Why is there not a cat park? Oh, that would be awful.
They don't
because
want
that would be. Yeah. Oh, that would be. That would be so bad.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about more and more ways that
it would have to be like a batting cage.
Yeah. They'd just then be stuck to the walls. Because all cats are like super fucking weird anyway. They'd be like, this isn't my environment I'm used to. And they'd all just be frozen.
Yeah.
And then. Or just fighting and murdering each other.
I just watched so Brain Candy. Have you guys seen that? The Kids in the Hall movie?
Brendan Fraser.
It's been, it's such a random cameo.
What's Kids in the Hall? Who's Brendan Fraser?
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
It's a really fucking funny movie. I used to be obsessed with it. And I rewatched it. And there's a really weird scene where Dave Foley or no, they're coming in to find a character, and there's all these cats like stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And they're falling on him. Anyway, that's just a shout out to that movie.
That's pretty funny.
The Cat Park movie. It's really good.
That's good.
Yeah, I just felt, you know, I don't know. It feels weird because like it is. Like, you know, sometimes I feel like we're keeping them captive or whatever.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I know what you mean. Like, I feel like
they're also, everything's like provided for them. And I mean, my cat seems pretty happy. I mean,
I think it's just the him looking out the window. I'm like, sure. I'm sorry. Also, if I potentially took him from.
Well, we just really need to just we need to ignore that, I think, and just so that we can move on with the clean conscience.
It's fine, and he is happy. Yes. He's doing really well in the house. He doesn't seem sad, and he's like, you know,
Well, having an affectionate cat is like that's a
lottery in itself.
That's incredible.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to that Santa Doria place, and none of the cats wanted
to
hang out with me. And I was like, "How the fuck do you expect to be adopted?"
Yeah,
yeah. I went there, and they were all like kind of fucked up and sad. And I was like, "I can't volunteer here. It was like too sad."
Oh, yeah. It's just like one room, you know.
Yeah,
it's just one room.
Well, they have a back. Like,
it's kind of like a shack. I mean, it's like really cool.
That's awesome.
It's just, you know, yeah.
They do great work. They do great work.
Yeah,
I don't know them, but they do. I've seen them in my feed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they do great work.
Yeah. Two of my friends just got cats from there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I have a friend that just adopted a horse because of a horse rescue.
Because of The Bachelor?
Oh, wrong person to make the reference to.
They had a mini horse on the first episode.
Oh, okay.
As a prop?
Gotcha.
It was like, wasn't there a girl on The Last Bachelor whose like dad died because he got like trampled by a horse?
I mean, probably.
I haven't watched The Bachelor, but it feels like a lot of girls in The Bachelor have had horses at certain points in their life.
Yeah, at least like, horse phases.
Yeah, at the very least horse phases.
Yeah.
But I guess there's like this shelter, there's this like family in Texas that they adopt old horses that are going to like the slaughterhouse, and they adopt them for 90 days, and they like post them everywhere, and they try to do everything they can to get these horses adopted, and like they take care of them, they put up all the money, and they just like they have 90 days to like get these horses out.
So you're telling me I could have someone pay to bring me a horse?
Yeah, it's $500 and you can have a horse.
Oh my god, that is not that much.
Yeah,
not at all. I mean, we don't need the carport.
Yeah.
No,
Tess, just like
you have a ton of street parking,
right?
Yeah. And like, how much is hay? You know,
I mean, I'll gather
that's
it
the
myself.
Price.
There's enough room in the Glam K for a horse. Come on,
I think so.
What? You just grab one of those barrels off of anything. You know, you just go in October, go to the pumpkin patch, get a just by Shadow of Night. Take all their get your $500 horse.
Oh my god.
So they just wait, you only have it for 90 days?
No, they can only afford to take care of the horse for 90 days.
Okay.
And they put a clock on it just to be like, somebody's got to take this horse. And most of the time people take the horses.
Like, be like, somebody's got to take this horse.
Yeah, yeah. Like my friend's family, now they have an albino racehorse, and he's just like white. And he's got pink eyes, and he's got like pink skin, and they have to like put sunscreen on him and stuff.
No,
I can't imagine putting sunscreen on a whole horse.
Yeah, you think he's on my
Tess, I am so scared for Sean that you just found out about this. This is gonna happen.
Like, imagine riding a horse to yoga. That's the second whitest thing I've ever said.
Okay, what do you guys, what would your like, oh, we've completely forgotten about the game.
We got one.
I've got four fingers.
Well, I was going to say, what would your favorite, like, what untraditional pet would you get if you could get any?
Red panda.
Ooh.
Why red panda? Oh, they're really cuddly, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really cuddly, and I think they're constantly underrated, because people love the black and white pandas. I like the red pandas. Mm-hmm. They look like
they're weird looking.
They don't have to be pit against each other.
Well, no, but like they're always next to each other at the zoo, and nobody goes and hangs out with the red pandas.
No way.
And it's like everyone's like, oh, let's watch the black and white pandas fuck each other. Like everyone's like always so.
I mean,
obsessed
they don't
with
fuck.
That.
They're not good at fucking. Isn't that a whole
no,
thing?
They're not. Yeah. But I don't know. I like red pandas because they're just like
they're really cute.
Are they the ones that kind of look like sloths?
They're like little foxes almost.
Yeah, like little foxes.
Those are cute.
Yeah, they're super cool.
I like those.
I would definitely have a red panda.
I always just, I mean, my kind of go-to, well, of course, monkey, but I go to pig a lot because
a pig would be cool.
Because I think pigs would get along with my dogs.
Yeah.
Like I just always picture like a pig just like wrestling with my dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like I, you know, so many of them get killed at the fair. I just have this fantasy of like going to the county fair and like saving a pig and making it my pet.
God, I know. Yeah. And I just love pork so much. And it tears me up inside.
Yeah, not where I was going with that, but I hear that.
I know. It's hard. It's hard, Ellie.
I feel bad about it all the time, but I won't stop. I can't stop.
It's okay.
I mean, that's how I feel about Forever 21.
Oh, God. So you get it.
Yeah.
I've been trying to. I went shopping this week and like only bought vegetarian stuff, so I might be making the switch. I don't know.
Don't announce it. Just do
I know. I can't. Okay. Yeah, that was my plan, was doing it quietly, but you know, I'm giving it a shot.
But I think even that, do you guys think you're more of a person where you're like, when you quit something, it's better for you to tell everyone?
Not me, no. Right. I mean, I never follow through on anything, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
If I tell anyone or not, it's probably, you know.
That's why I like don't like discussing like diet and exercise with anyone, because I'm just like, I don't want to hear what you have to say or what you think about me, and I'm just going to do this on my own.
Everyone needs to do their own thing.
Just do your own thing. It's fine.
Sometimes with stuff, I feel like it's better if I tell people, maybe not as much with quitting, but if it's something I don't want to do.
Yeah.
If I tell someone, then it's like, well, I fucking said I was doing this. So I have to do it.
Well, because it's like.
Also, hold me to it or whatever if you see me like waffling.
But that's the thing is like, I can't do the holding. Because like, if I like tell my boyfriend, like, oh, I'm trying to eat healthy and I'm eating pizza, I do not need him being like, that's the last thing in the world.
And
I
will become furious.
Yeah, no.
Any
no
boyfriend
way.
With two brain cells to rub together knows. They better not hold you to that.
I used to
eat salt raw. Like, I just like the taste of salt. Like, nice salt.
Midwest.
Like,
baby.
like a
Himalayan sea salt or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's this one flaky kind that comes from the seaside of France. You can get it pretty much anywhere.
Wait, Sal de Mer?
Yeah. And I used to just like lick my finger and dip it in and have a little salty taste. And my dad brought that up to me and he was like, I'm really worried about your eating habits. And I was like, excuse me? And he was like, you eat salt raw. And I was like, how dare you question what I do with my body? I'm a young woman. I'm already dealing with all this media. Telling me I can't eat salt from the box. And I refuse to to the pressure to be heteronormative. Anyway,
how do you feel? Did you handle that?
I've stopped eating salt raw. I haven't changed much.
I would bring like a cube of cheese to school.
To school? Like, you snuck it out of your house and just brought it?
Yeah, she put it in one of her cargo pockets. Like, of her.
Yeah. I had to fill them up with something. No, I think I brought a block of cheese like once or twice.
Just cut it with a knife.
Just watch everyone while I'm protecting the youth. I can't think of my own traditional.
I can.
Yeah, what do you got?
An elephant. Because if we're speaking hypothetically, I don't have to figure out where I would house it or whatever.
Yeah.
In this world, I've made it. I'm very rich and I have acres, you know?
Yes.
And elephants are so dope. Not just because we share part of a name, but like they like love with their whole hearts. And the way that they show it is like wrapping their trunks around like your body so gently, and that's pretty much all I've ever wanted.
A trunk spoon.
And they remember you forever. Like, there's some video about like an elephant that was in captivity who got saved and then like was freed, and then like 40 years later, it's like that lion video but with an elephant. It's real. And they came back and the elephant was like, and like clomping up and down. It was just like you could see it smiling. I want an elephant. And I want it taken away from me.
Tess will rent it from you.
Can I just come over and babysit your elephant?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. It would be an elephant. Font? Aunt?
I'm an elephant! What's happening? I gotta make it now! Come on. In a wildly successful way.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna have to go with a big cat, like a lion or something.
Or what about a Linux?
Oh,
a Linux or something.
A liger? Are you talking about the thing you told me a diamond?
Linux.
No, there's Linux. Like these. It's a halfway between a house cat and a lion.
I've seen, or is it lynx? Isn't it lynx?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. I've seen one of them. I saw a bobcat at Griffith Park recently and it freaked me the fuck out. Yeah.
You saw a bobcat at Griffith Park? Those are dangerous.
That's scary.
I know, it really freaked me out.
Wait, where were you?
Maybe it was look up a bobcat. It looked like that, but it had the pointy ears like that.
How big was it?
Yeah, but this is the one that you can make your pet.
It was like between, it was like, you know, maybe four times as big as like a house cat.
Whoa.
Three or four times.
Yeah. That would scare me.
It was really weird because I was walking by myself up. I've started getting scared to hike alone. I used to never be, but yeah. I was like walking up and I like had a weird feeling. Mm. And then I like looked across and he was like across like a whole thing, but I was like, ugh. And then he just like ran in the bushes and I was like, oh, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, bobcat.
I would be so out of breath too. I would be like, you go, I'll stay.
It was really, yeah, freaked me out.
Yeah, that would be scary, but that's what you would want. You would want like a big cat like that.
I think like a, like I just want to have a pet a huge lion and have it purr.
Yeah. That'd be so. Oh my god, awesome. A big lion purr. Damn.
That's my favorite thing about like those big the tigers and the lions and all them is like how much they're like house cats. Mm-hmm. Like they really are.
I mean, it's just so cool watching a cat like at the house because it's like, oh, you have all the same instincts. You're just much smaller.
Whittle.
Yeah.
When I was on shrooms at the Amsterdam zoo, I spent quite a while in front of the jaguar cage.
I'm sure.
That's so cool. It was a really intense experience. Yeah, like it kept like making eye contact with me and I was like, yikes. Watch it prowl through the air. It was sensual.
Did you have any realizations?
Honestly, I wish I could say I did. I had a realization that I had to leave the zoo because there were kids speaking Dutch everywhere.
That is incredible.
Don't go to the zoo. If you go to the zoo on shrooms in a foreign country, bring headphones.
Okay.
That was the takeaway.
Yeah.
Okay. That's an amazing piece of advice.
There you go.
Because I keep waffling about taking shrooms. I've never. And I keep trying to. And then my friends keep being like, no, not like that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You'll do shrooms anywhere as long as you're not alone in a foreign country at a zoo.
Okay.
That's the only place I wouldn't do shrooms again.
What about with the guy who you're sort of dating, who you want to break up with, but has the shrooms?
Yes, because then you break up with him when you're on shrooms.
I think you get the shrooms and then break up with him.
Oh, he did nothing wrong.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to like him. Who cares?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think like
this was years ago.
Okay.
I was like,
"Did you say you were working out for you? Didn't do that, or what happened? So you decided not to?"
I had like eight of my friends being like, "Don't do it," and I was like, "Fine."
No, that's about it. If you're in, I haven't been able to do them in a while because I'm going through like emotional stuff, and so it's like if I have anything going on, it kind of will flip it. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also I think the people who do well with shrooms, like, are you someone who, when you're having, like, an anxiety attack or something, I don't know if you, or, like, when you're in a bad place, can you get yourself out of it?
Yeah.
Then I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
Like, I think the more you
But I like to have friends around.
Well, no, do it with friends. Like, go to nature and do it with friends, and that's a recipe for success, I would say.
Okay. Nature, friends, don't be around people who aren't on them.
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the... Nature friends, don't be around people who aren't on them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to happen this year. That's my 2016.
You got it.
I love shrooms.
There you go.
I really love shrooms. I think they're my favorite, like, fancy drug.
I just hear so many good reviews, and I've done a few.
You've read their Yelp.
I've done most one or a couple times, you know, like other things. And
Oh, you haven't done shrooms? Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, no, I think it's yeah. You should do them.
Have you done a psychedelic before?
Well,
okay.
I will say, like, every time I've done shrooms, I've gotten something from it that I definitely kept with me long after the trip. Like, I think shrooms are the most.
I'll
like,
just start slow with, like, cooking mushrooms.
You're gonna
and just see how ride that out.
Yeah. Get some shiitakes.
Have a nice omelet.
There's so many flavors.
I'm eating a fungus. Yeah. Now I want to do shrooms. I want to do ayahuasca, which is, like, you know.
Oh,
that's other level.
Didn't a guy just kill someone?
Oh.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's not amazing. But there's these like white guys who are doing ayahuasca, and then one guy killed his friend because he was having a bad trip, and the shaman guy who was like, nah, this had nothing to do with me, and it didn't, but it was like,
wait, so he was being babysat by a shaman and he's still, because I'm going to a place that has a shaman.
Okay.
Of course.
Pretty sure there was a shaman, but I think he had like stepped out.
Oh, the shaman can't step out.
Shaman's against the rules.
That's the whole point of them.
Okay. You should look it up because I'm just making things up at this point.
Shit. All right, guys. Yeah, never let your shaman step out. Hey, we're back. back. I'm Lady to Lady and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Ellie McElveen.
Hello.
Yeah. Let's do some lady problems.
Lady problems. Lady problems.
Whoa. Oh, this is the old one.
You sound really garbled right there.
Hey, we know that you do, and if you want to send us a lady problem, send it to ladytolady at maximumfun.org.
Do it.
It's our email address.
.org.
Let us save your lives.
I want to send you guys. I feel like I've had a lot of questions that I now will just direct to the email.
Please.
Oh, you can.
Great. Yeah.
We have no guarantees we'll actually solve them, but
no.
We'll make fun of them.
We'll talk about them for a hot minute and, you know, whatever. Okay. All right. First of all, I love the show. If I was an eccentric millionaire, I would pay y'all to do a show every day. But unfortunately, I'm just an eccentric poor person. Make that your 2016 resolution. Become a millionaire and then hire us to...
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
These monkeys
can dance. A lot of my favorite people are eccentric poor people. So
yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
My lady problem has to do with stand-up comedy. So I thought you three would be the best to ask. I live in Toronto and used to go out to open mics almost every night for 2 years. I loved it, and I was sure that I'd found the thing I wanted to dedicate my life to. Being on stage was better than sex, drugs, and rock and roll all rolled into one. It made tons of friends and felt like I'd finally found my community. Near the end of my second year in comedy, I did a showcase set through the school I'd been attending. I totally killed it and got really great feedback from everyone I knew and even people I never met. When it came time for our end-of-the-year show, I felt pretty confident that I would be chosen to do one of the coveted stand-up sets based on all the positive feedback and hard work I'd put in. I wasn't chosen. I told myself that it was one set, and just because I didn't perform on this one show didn't mean I wasn't a good comic, but I couldn't help but feel discouraged. I kept doing sets here and there, but I just couldn't seem to find my confidence again. The space between sets got longer and longer, and now it's been 2.5 years since I've done stand-up regularly, and I miss it so much. I really want to get back into it, but I'm afraid. A lot of the friends I made are still doing it consistently and are obviously so far ahead of me in their skill level, and I hate the thought of starting from scratch in front of people who I started with but are now so much better than me. I also am a very shy person when I'm in a big group of people and I don't know, so the thought of socializing with other comics before and after the show gives me major anxiety. Not to mention the fact that I have this nagging voice in my head telling me I'm not funny anymore and I'm having a hard time producing material. I know that ultimately I just have to suck it up and get back out there, but do you ladies have any tips on how to muffle my fears so I can get writing and back on stage again? Any help at all would be appreciated.
Well, I mean, I would definitely say that yeah, that was one show.
Yeah, it's one show that you didn't get also. Like, you had a great set, and then you just didn't get another showcase. Or you didn't get the other showcase.
Right.
It's not like you bombed in front of anybody.
Yeah, that would have been a whole different situation.
Yeah.
She also, I mean, I think she knows that. She's just kind of like in a rut and kind of like letting, you know, when you're out of practice, it's easy to kind of like let that voice take
over.
Totally.
I mean, it's easier to like let yourself listen to that and not go out.
Yeah.
To go out.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think... it's just got to be something that like gets you. Maybe you need like a buddy who is also starting out.
That helps a lot.
Yeah. Who you guys kind of have like, you know, you're going out this night and you're going to get up regardless. And so then you know, like, I better write some shit because I'm for sure going up tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, like, you need to focus on like the process instead of like being like specific show goal oriented.
Because
you
don't. Things.
Yeah. You don't have control over getting those things. You have control over like building your own craft. Like, that's all you have control over. Like, the number of showcases that like we've done and then we haven't gotten the next thing.
God, they're so all
you
of
know
them. A million.
Yeah, yeah, all of them. I mean, it's yeah, it's like, and that's fine. I mean, it's like every one that you do that you don't get makes you stronger. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of think about it that way instead of thinking about it as like, oh, but I didn't get that thing, so I get nothing. And it's like, well, maybe you weren't exactly what they were looking for.
Yeah, but a lot of times you do those shows, but there's people in the crowd who want you to do that. You know, it's like that just because you don't get a specific thing doesn't mean it's all for nothing. You definitely stuff comes from places you're not even ever expecting it.
Yeah,
especially
usually
stand-up.
Yeah so I mean, yeah, I think keeping that in mind and then like just realizing that, just like lean into the fact that it's gonna suck and just don't let that be a thing that stops you. Like, yeah,
yeah,
it's gonna be uncomfortable.
Totally.
Your first few times getting it's gonna kind of suck.
Stand-up,
you know, whatever, get in the ocean, like whatever, it's cold, get in.
Yeah,
like
stand-up is the art of failing publicly with grace. Like, that is what stand-up comedy is. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, you are looking for the moment. The longer you do it, the moments that don't hit are the ones that are interesting on stage, too. Because the ones that hit are the ones that are done. The ones that don't, those are your tiny failures, and those are the, that's where you get stronger, and that's what you work on.
I'm like so inspired by all of you. You don't know me, but I also do stand-up comedy.
Yes, she does. Oh, Ellie's amazing.
And everything you guys have said is so good. And yeah. I don't. This may not be helpful at the front end, but I think it will be helpful on the back end. Is like, it's a weird thing to realize that your brain amplifies how well you did on stage.
Yeah.
And then when you, if you record sets and you listen back, you're like, I was pretty sure I killed that, and then you like didn't exactly, like there were some laughs, but not exactly killing it level. And that may sound like a detractor, but it's not, because the whole point of what everyone's been saying and what sort of what you're dealing with right now is like this frustration between how you think you did and what you got back from it. And the point of it is that like this is one of the hardest disciplines ever, ever. And it's one of the hardest things to become successful at. So what you have to do by necessity is keep checking yourself and knowing that you have to keep going out there and working harder. And that's really hard if you feel like you've missed out on an opportunity or that you've lost your confidence. But the whole point is just like getting back up there.
And I think, you know what? I know you're worried about like the people who you knew who've been doing it. No one, everyone is obsessed with themselves. They're not going to care. They're not going to, they're going to be like, oh, cool, it's good to see you again. Yeah. That's like literally what's going to happen. You know?
Yeah, they'll say that. They won't realize that much time has passed.
Yeah. And you, and also, you know, I think you don't need to worry about new material. I know that that's always a thing. Do the stuff you killed with then, if you feel comfortable
just
doing it.
Just to get
it.
You back on stage.
Yeah, just get you comfortable to do stuff you know works well to be comfortable showing up again. Because I know the scariest thing is showing up and being like, I'm going to bomb. Then do stuff that, you know, you feel pretty good about. And even if you do bomb, it's okay. I mean, you just have to just keep going, because like if you really love it, you at least give yourself like 6 months of doing it hardcore again.
Yeah.
And before, you know, like you're saying, you have this feeling it's not right for you, which could be, but like you have to try, you know.
Yeah, definitely try. And then, and I do think that this is a piece of advice that you don't hear a lot because it's so ride or die, but like if you don't love it, if it makes you feel awful all the time, try first, definitely. But like it's such a specific type of performance and expression, and it is so hard on the soul if you're not treating yourself right, and that's so easy to do. If it's really not doing it for you in terms of like expressing your creativity and like being a thing that you spend your time doing, you don't have to.
No, I mean, you're
no harm.
Only like three people are making good money doing stand up. So, like, there's never going to be money in it. So, it will always have to be something that you do because you love to do it. So, like,
Can't, and don't put your eggs in the basket of those showcase type things, because that's for sure.
That will make you crazy.
Yeah.
That'll be focused on that kind of thing.
Yeah. But it sounds like she does. I can relate to this of like where there's something that you know that you like, but like for whatever reason, you kind of have like got, you know, you, your confidence gets shaken, and it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to get it back after you get your confidence. I mean, I think the idea of doing an old joke actually is a really good one, because that probably is still going to hit, and then you're going to get some laughs, and then that's going to help you kind of start to feel more self-assured on stage. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as the social anxiety goes, just sit in a corner and do your thing, and then like people come up to you. You don't even have to worry about it.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
iPhones are beautiful. And you should use it.
I don't feel forced to approach anybody. And you're going to see old friends, so that's, you know, takes care of some of it for you.
Exactly. And you can like, you know, ask to hang out with people one-on-one. Like if there's people that you feel like you're connecting with, be like, hey, do you guys like, do you want to get a drink before the mic next week or something? Like if you feel like you are missing like that social element, like find it on your terms. Also, like, you know, stand up is in a place now where like if like the joke writing is the thing that you're more interested in the performing, like maybe work on like jokes on Twitter and things like that, like work on like writing things. And like if that's what's more interesting to you versus like the performing, if performing is more interesting to you, maybe like look at taking improv classes or something. Improv will also help you like get your confidence back up too, of just being on a stage.
Well, yeah, people are so nice.
Yeah.
I would suggest that to help you get back into it.
Nice, but you know, it can heal the soul.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with improv people one night, and I've never felt so flattered in my entire life. It was crazy.
Isn't it? Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was also going to say, like, it sounds like you did classes and then you didn't get a showcase. And then I took classes when I first started. I think one of the things that classes don't push is that you have to be a self-starter and you have to go to open mics, and you aren't going to have that support that you had from those classes for a long time after you get out of them. Like, classes are like a safe zone, and then you kind of have to be the one to push yourself if you want to do anything past that. So, like, it gets very hard after the classes for a period of time. And just, that's not bad. It just is. And there's just no way to fast track that.
Yeah, but know that, like, everyone's doing the same thing. And everyone's, like, kind of going through that process.
Yeah, no one's actually funny for, like, 3 years, at least.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I also have, this is a trick that I have, is that I'll, like, find someone that I like at a mic or something. And if I'm a little nervous, I'll just be like, this is going to go so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, like, it's, like, a tick that I have. And, like, it either does or it doesn't every time. It's just, like, something I need to say so that I, like, have this weird safety net of, like, someone knows that this wasn't my best, you know, whatever. And I don't know. Maybe that helps you.
Also, you know what? No one remembered someone bombing.
No.
No. I mean, unless you were, like, going out of your way to be, like, racist or homophobic. Yeah, yeah. Or that's, like, you know.
But even that,
or
more
you
just,
got
like,
naked.
Or you got, I mean, even that, I've seen some dick, and I don't remember what face was on it.
I forgot about that.
To be honest. No, yes,
one.
I do.
I remember one, yeah.
Joey Herman, Improv Olympic 1139.
I have a photo of that.
Were you at that fight, too?
Yeah, I have a photo of it.
That was, like, 7 years ago.
Dave Ross made me a business card that said, Brandy Posey, the keeper of Joey Herman's penis, because I was the only person that had a photo of it.
Oh, my God.
Where's Joey now?
Exactly.
That's the question.
Still there.
I just remember, whatever, I'm not going to say it actually. I remember some specifics about his penis.
Was it barbed?
Wait, what happened? It's so terrible that it involves my name too.
I know.
Like, it also has to. I was gonna, when you were talking about like improv people being very complimentary, I was at a show last night. And this guy, who is a nice guy, but he was just so fucked up on, probably on Molly or so, I don't know what, but something. And he was just like being, and it was like 9 o'clock, and he was just in my face, like complimenting me. And I was like, I just can't.
Don't want to deal with you.
Yeah, at like a show. Yeah. And I was just like, get out of my face. Oh. Like, he's so sweet, but I'm just like, I'm just not on your level at all.
I absorb
right now.
It. Like, it's.
I can't do it.
The air I breathe.
I'm really bad at, like, yeah, I was
I'm
just like.
So good at it.
That's awesome. Always? From everyone?
Pretty much. I just like hearing it, and it fuels me. And there's, like, this one guy who comes to the Chatterbox all the time, which is, like, where I run a show and mic, and he is a strange man. He is a writer, quote-unquote, and super kind. He comes to the open mic all the time, but he'll go up to comics afterward and, like, give them notes.
Like, aww, boy,
like, very,
bless his heart.
yeah. And the best part is, like, having this total stranger be like, come up to you and be like, that was way better than last week.
Oh, God.
And
that's,
I'm like,
so weird.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
And I do take it with me, but I like take it with like a wink and a smile, you know? So like, someone's like paying attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do like attention. That's true.
I love it.
Yeah, attention's tight.
It's funny. I was walking on the way to that show. I was walking behind these like really annoying, like, loud street kids, and I was like, ugh, get out of my way. Like, I've got to go, like, yell into a microphone.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like trying to get attention on the street, and I was like, I'm professionally getting attention.
I'm gonna be elevated 5 to 10 inches higher than you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, how long? I don't know about you guys, but there could be someone that I really can't stand. Mm-hmm. And if they just give me the most basic, generic, broad compliment, immediately all is good in my book.
Oh,
I'm
God.
So easily won.
Yeah,
over.
Yeah. That's happened to me. No, like,
you pee.
No, not me.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make them all the way okay, but I think, like, also, I think this is common for a lot of people, especially stand up, but I judge people very quickly. Like, it's like, okay, you know, you get one shot and you're done. And then, like, maybe it's unfair and they're actually nice. And I'm like, oh, well, I was wrong.
I've been wrong so many times.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so mean, but I feel like that's fine.
We just know too many people.
You have to.
I'd rather have someone be like, oh, he's really cool.
Yeah.
And like, oh, she's super funny. I thought she was trash.
Right.
I'd rather have them sort of like, because they probably weren't that funny when I first saw them or whatever, which is, you know, not their fault because like we said,
dear
time.
Listener.
Yeah.
Time heals. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just being like, oh, you're marvelous now. But yeah. I always go like,
or you saw them do a bad set or whatever. Yeah. It's like, it's so, you know, we like see these people for 5 minutes and people, you know, just like put a, decide what they are forever.
Yeah. We're totally giving this girl the opposite advice of what we originally told her. We're like, no one notices if you bomb.
But it's so minor.
It is. That's the thing. And
yeah,
there's also those people that just like rub you the wrong way for like, you can't really quite say why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Stephen Avery's of the world.
Oh yeah, what making a murderer.
That's what I want to talk about.
His poor dad.
The weirdest part in that is when it's like he doesn't have he doesn't own underwear, so it couldn't be his underwear.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was the weirdest part of that.
That was kind of glossed over.
Yeah.
Really, he's Lenny Kravitzing it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Stephen Avery's wearing some.
Ew.
I literally refuse. I refuse.
I already am. He got so much pussy through that whole process.
All the girlfriends?
No, Stephen Avery. Yeah. Like that last one for an old lady, pretty hot.
Wait, which
I know
one?
The girlfriend.
She wasn't that old. She wasn't.
She's older than him.
I guess, yeah.
She's a lonely.
Like, looks like a grandma.
Those women fascinate me. The women that contact, that are in jail.
Yeah, in love with murderers.
Okay,
yeah.
It seems insane, but like, how cool would it be to have a boyfriend who was like behind, I mean, like, for practical reasons?
I honestly uh-oh. Do find, I think that I'm not too far off from someone who would do that.
Mm-mm. I mean, there's already so many holes that I'm filling in myself anyway. That's just like one more layer.
Well, you know where they are.
Yeah. Mm.
If a pop star that I loved got put in jail, I would be there all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are there, there's got to be
depends
some.
Depends on what,
that
I
would
guess.
Be a good option. Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. But it would be like, they probably, you know, they'd probably get so many fan letters.
God, yeah. I know. I would have to like elbow my way through the throngs. I'm thinking of like Harry Styles from One Direction. Right.
You're a good writer. I think you could.
God, thank you.
Yeah. I think you could win over Harry Styles.
I also know so much about him.
Wait, how do you feel about the breakup?
They are not broken up.
They're on a hiatus.
They are in unprecedented territory.
I mean,
there's never been a boy band like them before. They came up in the advent of internet. Fans have never been more connected.
Would you say they're going in different directions? Where they're headed?
So unhappy.
They're definitely going to get back together. I mean, all boy bands.
Maybe like New Kids on the Block style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I mean, they're going to do what Backstreet Boys is doing, go on tour with Spice Girls in 20 years.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's the thing is, like, I want them to do everything. I just want them to be happy.
Yeah, of course.
They're my tiny, tiny millionaire sons. I never want them to know.
I would watch that show in a second.
I read an article that said Harry Styles was lonely and I wanted to rip my eyeballs out because it's just not allowed. Anyway.
It's lonely so at the tiny
them,
top.
I want them to do like a solo careers if they so choose, mm-hmm. but I just don't want. They have promised us. They're coming back, and I know it doesn't seem likely, but I have to believe them.
Okay. I mean, I might be wrong. I was certain Beyonce and Jay-Z were going to break up last summer.
Really?
I would have put money on it.
For real?
Absolutely. I tweeted about it, blogged about it. I was that
certain. Was it the elevator thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I mean, still have questions. I have so many questions about that.
We have the answer. There's only one reason. I mean, there's only one reason.
I love it.
You could see it in her eyes. Like, after she's still restrained, she's still going for it. There's only one reason.
Yeah.
We all know what happened.
But, like, couples stay together through a lot, especially, I think, famous ones. They, you know, they've got a whole other level of shit going on.
I just don't think, I mean, or didn't think. Now I do, because I do think Beyonce cheated on her, because I do think that's what the elevator incident was about. But I really
think Beyonce?
I'm sorry, Jason. I don't think that Beyonce, or I didn't think that Beyonce would stand for it.
Right.
Yeah. So it was kind of hard coming to terms with, like, either Beyonce stood for it or she has her own thing on the side, which before.
Well, think about it. Beyonce's, like, not been with anyone.
Yeah, that's the only man she's ever been with, really.
Like, there's a rumored first boyfriend from Texas.
But she was still under wraps.
Who got, like, shut out. Like, I think he's in, like, in the middle of the desert somewhere. Like, I feel like they, like, shipped him somewhere. But, like, he's essentially the only person she's ever been with. So, like, you know, like, Beyonce trying to, like, date again.
She wouldn't be able to.
She couldn't.
Beyonce's on, like, Tinder.
I mean, the only human being, like, that she could conceivably fuck is Barack Obama.
Oh,
Dang.
That's the only person who's cool enough for her, and he's got a good marriage.
Michelle could take Beyonce.
You know they're good friends.
I know, but...
That's an elevator fight.
Yeah.
Elevator fight. I know. I would start watching fighting matches if that went down.
Michelle's like, I've got drones, bitch. Back off.
Man, there's nothing like those little tiny glimpses into their private lives.
I know.
You know, it's so parasitic, but I'm like, give it to me.
When there's a glitch in the Matrix and we get to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we go, who would win, Michelle or Beyonce? We got legs or arms.
My God. I think Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle.
I'm going to go Queen B.
You think B?
Yeah, because I think Michelle's got the arms, but I think Beyonce would like do a high kick.
I think. When you saw her in the elevator, I think Michelle's, she was like, so tougher. Timid. Yeah.
Well, that's why you know what that was about, though, because she clearly like wanted to see Jay-Z get beat up.
Yeah.
But like,
she looked like she checked out. It was such a bummer.
I also think...
Oh,
I think,
didn't think she looked... To me, it was just like... Go
dang.
Ahead.
I also think Michelle has been like,
I gotta rewatch it,
smiling for 8 years of a presidency that has been really awful to her family. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of like, there's a lot that would come out in that fight.
That's why she has that exercise program. She's just gotta put it somewhere.
Oh yeah, exactly.
It depends what the fight is about.
Yeah.
Also,
I mean, if the fight is about Barack. Beyonce sleeping with Barack, then Michelle wins.
Yeah.
For sure, Michelle.
You get adrenaline.
She
could lift a car onto Beyonce.
Yeah. Have you guys if you've had that moment of like, you find out the person that you're with is cheating on you, like that is like some PCP shit.
Yeah, I slammed my boyfriend's head into a brick wall repeatedly.
That's right.
In high school. Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, I don't remember it.
Okay?
I was told, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, he was fine. I mean, he did heroin in Baltimore for a couple of years. No one knows where he is now, but he's fine.
He's in
fine.
The desert with Beyonce's first boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I want to do like a documentary about Beyonce's first boyfriend.
Holy shit.
That's the...
We'll get shut down.
Get the Making a Murderer chicks on that, yeah.
Yes. That would be amazing.
Okay, we have to go.
This was so fun.
Where can we find you on the internet?
I have the same handle on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. At LEMCE, so ELLIEMCE. Come say hi, please.
Come say hi, guys.
Yeah.
Please. She's hilarious on Twitter. Follow her.
Enjoy her. Come see her tomorrow night at the Noble Experiment at Open Space Theater. And we love you.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye. I love you so much.
She loves you, Harry.
I do.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.